I'm so happy I get to be with you twice this month.
我很高兴这个月我可以跟大家在一起两次的主日时间在一起。
That gives me a chance to do something that I never get to do here.
所以呢，这就给我机会可以讲这一次的道。
I'm preaching two sermons that are actually part one and part two of the same theme.
所以今天我在讲的道是两个部分的第一部分。
Today we're going to talk about what temptation is like.
今天我会讲试探或者诱惑是什么。
And then next Sunday we'll talk more about how to avoid and escape and be victorious over temptation.
那么下个礼拜我会讲如何去避免脱离这样的试探或者是诱惑。
One of the metaphors in the Bible for temptation is that it's like a trap.
那么在圣经里呢，把这个是诱惑比喻成一个陷阱或者是一个这个牢笼。
We have a kind of a trap here that's called the have a heart trap.
那么其实我们在今天的生活里也有这样类似的陷阱，叫做没有不是特有伤害力的这个陷阱。
This allows us to capture an animal without harming the animal.
那么这个陷阱就是说能够一方面能够把这个动物给抓住，另外一方面也不伤害这个动物。
Last month, a squirrel came into the church.
那么上个月呢，我们教会呢外面来了一只松鼠。
And he came into church when the children were here for school.
那么他这个松鼠来的时候，正好是小孩子上课的时候。
The squirrel was standing on the rack out there where your coats are hanging up.
那么这个松鼠呢，就爬到那个衣架那个地方，差不多是。
And all the children screamed and scared the squirrel terribly.
就吓得那些小孩子哇哇大叫。
So the squirrel ran down the hallway and went in the first classroom on the right.
那么这个松鼠就一直往那边走，跑到了那边第一间教室里面。
And of course, now the children would not go in their classroom.
当然了，孩子肯定不会再也不敢进那个教室了。
So the teacher called Pastor Chuck.Come and capture the squirrel.
于是那个老师就向我求救说，牧师快来把这个松鼠给抓住。
You probably didn't know that's part of a pastor's job description.
你恐怕还不知道这个捉松鼠也是牧师的工作之一。
But actually I grew up in a very rural country place.
因为我长大的地方是一个农村。
So catching animals was something I learned when I was a child.
所以从小我就知道如何去抓动物，对我来说是家常便饭。
So I brought my trap over and I put it in the classroom.
所以我就把那个捕鼠器就放在那个教室的外面。
Now if you're going to trap an animal, you have to know what the animal likes. Yeah, what it likes.
Okay. 如果你要想捕鼠的话呢，你必须知道捕捉一个动物的话，你要知道这个动物它的喜好是什么。
Squirrels like corn and peanuts and a spice called anise.
那么所以因为松鼠是喜欢这个松果和这个花生的
了。And so, I wanted the squirrel to be very happy and comfortable.
所以我想让这个松鼠感到非常的舒服。
So I put a few peanuts here and a little corn there and a few peanuts here.
所以我就在这儿放一点松果，那儿放一点花生。
Nowhere near the trap.
当然这个地方这些诱饵离这个笼子还挺远的。
I wanted him to just taste the good things that there are in the world.
我只是想让这个松鼠先尝一尝甜头。
And then I sprinkled corn and peanuts into the entrance to the trap.
那么我就一直的把这个松鼠把这个松果花生就一直引到把这个松鼠就引到那个教室里面，引到那个笼子附近。
The thing that squirrels like the most is peanut butter.
松鼠最喜欢的就是花生酱。
So there, in the middle of the trap, there's a place where you put the bait, and that's called the bait stick.
那么这个笼子中间呢，有一个就是装这个诱饵的地方。
That's where I put the peanut butter.
我就把花生酱放在那儿。
So the way to trap an animal is to let him taste something that's dangerous, and then eat a little more and a little more.
所以抓这个。动物的一个秘诀就是让它先尝一点甜头，然后一点一点的把它这个甜头增加。
And to not let anything bad happen when he's just tasting things that are dangerous for him.
那么就是说开始让他尝这个东西的时候呢，也没有太多的危险。
And finally, when he's in the very center of the trap, you put the very best bait you have.
然后在这个笼子，在这个笼子的正中心就是最好的诱饵。
The squirrel followed my temptation exactly the way I planned it.
所以这个松鼠果然就中了我的计。
Finally, when he touched the peanut butter, the trap closed.
所以当他一旦去碰那个花生酱，马上这个笼子就关起来了。
I carried the squirrel all the way to the top of the parking lot.
那么我就把这个松鼠呢放在笼子里，就一直带到那个停车场后面的那个最尽头。
And I had a little conversation with him as we were walking to the parking through the parking lot.
我一边走还一边跟松鼠说话。
I said, "You weren't harmed at all by my trap."
他说你这个哇，你这个还是很做的很不了不起的。
And then I explained, "But I'm not like Jesus."
他说，但是我不是西，我不是耶稣。
I will only forgive you once for coming into the church.
你如果下次再来，我就对你不客气了。
So when I got to the grass, I opened the door in the trap.
所以当我到了草地的时候，我就把这个笼子打开，把它放了。
But the squirrel would not leave the trap.
但是这个松鼠却不想出这个笼子。
There was still a little peanut butter in there, and I think he wanted to finish eating it.
因为里面还有点花生酱，他没有吃完。
So now we're going to find out how you and I are like my squirrel.
所以我们其实都可能会像这只松鼠一样。
The first thing that the Bible teaches us is that everyone is tempted to sin.
所以圣经告诉我们的第一个这个真理就是说，其实每一个人都受到过诱惑，受到过试探。
The Satan, the enemy of our souls, he tries to tempt us to sin.
因为魔鬼他是我们的这个灵魂的敌人，他想让我们犯罪。他想引诱我们犯罪。
His plan is to capture us and cause us to suffer and eventually to die.
他的这个计谋就是要把我们抓住，然后最终让我们在灵性里死亡。
One preacher said, "I want you to know that tests and temptations are two sides of the same thing. Life is full of tests. Every test, every trial." Potentiates a temptation, the inclination to do something that is wrong.
有一个传道人说，我想要你知道一件事，就是说，不论是试探还是试炼，这都是同一件事的两方面。我们的生命里是充满了试炼和试探的。每一个试探，每一个试炼，都可能会产生一个诱惑。
Satan, when he tempts us, is a deceiver. He's a liar.
我们知道魔鬼是一个说谎者，他是专门欺骗人的。
In the first book of the Bible, when Satan tempted Adam and Eve, he lied to them.
在创世纪的一开始魔鬼欺骗了这个亚当和夏娃。
God said if Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, they would die.
因为神在之前说，如果你们吃了我说那个禁果，你们就会死。
But Satan told Eve, "Go ahead, eat it. You won't die."
但是蛇或者魔鬼对夏娃说，没关系，你吃吧，你不会死的。
So you and I need to understand that temptation is always the promise that something good will happen and will not be harmed.
所以诱惑的经常使用的一个伎俩就是告诉你说，你去做吧，没事的，没关系的，你不会有任何的害处的。
As my squirrel was eating the corn and the peanuts that were just out on the floor, I was deceiving him that he could eat the things I put there and not be harmed.
就像我刚才抓松鼠这个过程，我开始在外面放的那些松果呀、花生呢，只是让他觉得哦，吃这个东西没有关系，不会有任何危险淋到你。
I was getting him used to the temptation so that he would enter the trap and be trapped.
所以他慢慢就习惯了这个诱惑，那么最终的就中了这个牢笼。
In the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke, the Bible tells us how the devil tempted Jesus.
在第四部福音书，就是路加福音里，我们看到魔鬼也试探耶稣。
We just read a verse a moment ago from Hebrews that said that Jesus was tempted in every way like we are, but did not sin.
就像刚才我们读的。希伯来书四章十五节，耶稣也曾凡事受过试探，和我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
You and I, we can learn from how Jesus resisted temptation, how we can resist temptation.
所以我们从耶稣如何抵挡试探上，我们也可以学习我们该如何去抵挡诱惑和试探。
But before we talk about that, we should ask the question, why should I resist temptation?
但是我首先要问我们自己问题，我为什么要抵御诱惑？
The Bible teaches that sin is something that always leads eventually to death.
圣经告诉我们罪最终会把我们领向死亡。
At first, when I sin, it may feel or seem pleasurable.
那么当然你开始犯罪的时候，你觉得还觉得这个滋味不错，甚至是感觉还挺好的。
It begins like a drug addiction.
就像这个毒品一样。
The first time the person tries some drug, they say they feel very good.
那么一个人刚开始试毒品的时候，他感觉非常好啊。
And the second time they try drug addiction, they feel maybe even a little better.
那么第二次是没准会感觉会更好。
But we all know that drug addiction is a trap, and it's a way to live in slavery to something that's going to destroy your life.
但是我们都知道，毒品是一个陷阱，它最终会使你成为它的奴隶。
All sin has the same spiritual effect on anyone who gets trapped by it.
那么对于那些受诱惑的人来说，罪的这个效果是一样的。
Think about what is your most common temptation.
你们经常受到的一个诱惑是什么？想一想。
My first temptation is to deny that I have any temptations.
第一个诱惑就是说我从来没有受到过任何诱惑。你想这么说？
But the Bible says when you are tempted, so I know that everyone faces temptation.
但是圣经说，当你受到试探的时候，所以我就知道，其实所有的人都受过试探和诱惑。
A famous preacher and writer is named Oswald Chambers.
那么有一个很有名的一个传道人叫做张伯斯。
Oswald Chambers said that temptation is not sin, but it must always be possible for our sonship.To be worthy to God.
张伯斯说，当然诱惑本身它不是罪，但是呢，诱惑总是说让我们放弃了我们跟这个神的儿子的这个关系。
Some of our temptations are very obvious.
有的罪，有的诱惑是有的诱惑是非常明显的。
The temptation to say and do things that are harmful when we're angry.
比如说，当你生气的时候，你可能被诱惑想说一些伤人的话。
Some of us have a temptation to want more things than we can pay for.
比如说，你可能会受到诱惑想去要一些你根本支付不起的一些东西。
The Bible has many commands, and for every command there is a corresponding temptation.
那么教这个圣经里有很多这个吩咐和诫命，那么其实诫命的跟每一条诫命联系的都可能背后有一个诱惑和试探。
The second thing that this verse that we read teaches about temptation is that it's controlled.
那么刚才这个经文告诉我们，就是说其实这个诱惑的这个环境啊，实际上是有受到控制的。
1 Corinthians 10:13 says, You are tempted in the same way everyone else is tempted, but God can be trusted not to allow you to be tempted too much. He will also show you how to escape your temptation.
就像刚才这个哥林多前书十章十三节说，你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于能够受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Sometimes when I'm tempted and I sin, I want to make excuses.
那么当我有时候这个我抵挡不了诱惑去犯罪的时候，我总是想给我的罪找一个借口。
You can see this behavior always in your children.
这个在孩子身上是经常发生的。
If you tell your children, don't eat that dessert until after you eat your dinner.
比如说，如果你对孩子说你只能在吃完晚饭以后才能吃那个甜点。
And then you find out that your child ate the dessert anyway.
但你会发现，这个孩子还是会很早就把这个甜点吃了。
And you say, I told you not to eat that dessert.
你说，我不是跟你说了，不要马上把这个甜吃甜点吗？
Why did you eat that dessert?
你为什么要吃呢？
And they say, my sister told me it was all right.
那个小孩说，姐姐说我可以吃。
Or they say, I was hungry, I couldn't wait any longer.
或者他说，我太饿了，我等不了了。
Or they say, oh, I forgot you told me not to eat it.
他说，哦，我忘记了，原来我忘记你跟我说不能吃了。
But the truth is, these are just excuses.
但是事实上，这都是些理由，些借口罢了。
And excuses will not work with God.
借口对神来说是不管用的。
They usually don't even work with your mother.
连甚至对跟你妈妈都不管用，何况对神呢？
When we make an excuse to God and say, "Oh, I had to sin. I couldn't resist it."
你可能对你，难道你跟神说啊，我抵挡不了诱惑，我必须犯罪？
The Bible says that God always allows a way to escape from temptation.
但圣经说，他总会，神总是会给你开一条出路。
The Bible says that God will not allow you to be tempted more than you can resist.
圣经也说，神不会让你遇见试探是你受不了的。
It says that all of us face the same temptations that all other humans face.
所以我们每个人受到试探跟其他人的受到试探其实并没有太两，并无两样。
So all of the characters in the Bible, the Apostle Paul, he faced temptation.
所有的这个圣经人物都受到过试探，你像保罗也受过试探。
Even Jesus faced temptation but didn't sin.
耶稣也受到过试探，只是他没有犯罪。
Whatever my temptation is, I need to understand millions of Christians have experienced the same temptation.
所以我们要知道是，当我们受试探的时候，我们也想到，其实有千千万万的基督徒同样都受过试探。
And thousands of them have faced this temptation and resisted it.
但是呢，有很多人，有成千很多基督徒都胜过了试探，抵抗住了这个诱惑。
So if I make an excuse, I need to understand that excuse doesn't really make it all right to sin.
所以下次我们如果想再给我的罪找理由的时候，你要知道这个理由是不成立的。
The word that is used in the New Testament language for God made a way of escape is an interesting word.
那么在圣经里说这个给你们开一条出路，那么这个出路这个字是挺有意思的一个词儿。
Imagine a narrow valley with walls that are almost straight up and down.
我们想想，就想象一个在一个很深的峡谷里面，一条很窄的一个峡谷里面啊，两边都是高墙，这个高耸的这个山。
And at one end of this valley is another sheer vertical wall that's straight up and down.
那么这个悬崖就是几乎是笔直的峭壁。
But at the other end of the valley is a very narrow opening that will allow you to escape from this narrow valley.
可是在另外一端呢，却有一个很大的一条小路，让你能够逃出去。
The word here that says God will make a way of escape is like that narrow opening that allows you to get away from this trap.
所以这个圣经里说，这个出路就是这条窄路，能够让你从这个山谷里面，从这个峡谷里面能够出去。
So, Paul is not saying that escaping from temptation is easy.
保罗并没有说逃离诱惑是个很容易的事。
Paul is not saying that you and I can overcome temptation in our own strength.
保罗也没有说我们可以凭着我们自己的这个血气，我们的肉体可以抵御诱惑。
We may actually have to suffer some kind of pain or not have something that we really want if we're going to resist temptation.
事实上，在我们去经历，我们去忍受诱惑的时候，我们可能要受很多的苦。
But it's worthwhile to do this, even if it causes us suffering, because the alternative is death.
但是这却是值得的，因为如果你不抵挡不了这个诱惑，那么最终是结果是死亡。
Paul also in his other writings uses images to describe what Christians are like.
保罗在另外一个地方呢，用了另外一个比喻来形容这个基督徒的生命和生活。
He said that Christians are like one member of a big family.
他说基督徒就像这个一个家庭里的不同的肢体。
In another place, he said a Christian is like an individual soldier in a huge army.
在另外一个方面，在另外一处，保罗说基督徒就像一个大的军队里的每一个士兵。
Another place he says that a Christian is like one brick in an enormous building.
在另外一处呢，保罗又说，基督徒就像在一个大的建筑里的每一块砖。
There's no metaphor in the Bible for a Christian that has me all alone, all by myself.
在圣经里从来没有把你比喻成一个孤军作战和一个孤零零的一份子。
So the strength that I need to resist temptation may come from my brothers and sisters.
所以我抵挡诱惑的这个能力和来源有可能是来自于我的弟兄姊妹。
It's a good thing if I'm tempted and someone of you could help me to come and say, I'm tempted, can you encourage me not to sin?
所以当你受诱惑的时候，你去找一个弟兄姊妹说，我现在正在受到试探，你能不能来鼓励我，不让我犯罪。
Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 that he learned, God taught him to stop trusting ourselves and start trusting God who raises the dead to life.
在哥林多后书，保罗知道他如何去不再说靠着自己，而是靠着神。
And then he turned to his other Christians and said, please pray for us.
然后保罗又对其他基督对基督徒说，请为我们祷告。
When you're tempted, ask another Christian, a brother or sister, to pray for you.
所以当你受到试探的时候，请你去要另外一个弟兄姊妹来为你祷告。
Now let's begin to talk about how we can escape from the trap of temptation.
接下来我们讲讲我们如何才能够逃离试探。
Listen carefully to these words. He says, He will show you how to escape from your temptations.
那么刚才哥林多前书这个经文说，他会给你们开一条出路。
Paul is saying, you may not be able to rationalize to think your way out of your temptation.
保罗说，可能你自己想不出一条办法能够逃离试探。
All by yourself, you may not understand where even the way of escape might be.
凭你自己，你是想不出这条出路是在哪里。
He's saying you have to be able to hear the voice of God speaking to you, and He will show you the way to escape.
他说你必须是能够听到神的声音，让神来告诉你这条出路在哪里。
When I ask people, how does God speak to you?
当我问神怎么跟你说话。
Some people look at me like I might be a little crazy.
有的人看我觉得我是有点神经不正常。
What do you mean, does God speak to me?
你说你神跟我说话，你这什么意思？神怎么会跟我说话？
The primary way God speaks to us is through the Bible. He communicates to us through His Word.
神跟我们说话的主要方式是通过圣经，他的话语。
Sometimes God communicates to us through sermons like this.
另外时候呢，圣经神可能通过讲道跟你们说话，就像今天这个讲道一样。
And sometimes through a brother or sister in Christ.
在另外一些时候呢，他可能通过弟兄姊妹跟你说话。
If You were to tell me the way God speaks to you most often. I want you to think about what is the way God speaks to me.
所以你自己可以想想，那么神跟你说话的最经常的一个方式是什么？
I want you to think about something that you were thinking about doing, and then it occurred to you, no, that's a bad idea. I'm not going to do that.
你有没有这样的经历？当你想做这个事情，想做的时候，突然转念一想，说不行。我这个事情我不能做，不是好的事情。
Or you were praying about two or three choices, and you said, "What should I do?" And somehow you knew from God, "I believe this is what God wants me to do."
或者说你当你有几个选择的时候，你说该怎么办？我该选择哪一个？那这个时候你转向神，愿让神来为你做出正确的选择。
I hope you understand that if I'm going to escape the trap of temptation, I have to read my Bible a lot.
所以如果我们真的想脱离这个试探，我们必须好好的读经。
I need to pray and talk to God about my struggles and my challenges and my temptations and ask Him what I should do.
我必须向神诚实的告诉他我的这个诱惑是什么，我该怎么做。
Let me ask you a question. Do you have any friends that are really frustrating to try to communicate with?
我想问一下大家一个问题。你的朋友里面有没有非常难以联系到的，就是感觉怎么也跟他联系不上。
I have a few friends, and when I call them, they won't answer their phone.
我就有几个这样的朋友，我每次给他们打电话，他们从来不接电话。
So I think, well, maybe their phone isn't working.
我想，哦，比如他们的电话坏了。
I'll send them an email.
那我就发一个电子邮件吧。
But they don't read their email.
可他们连电子邮件也不读。
And I'm thinking, how can I get a message to this friend of mine?
那我说，那我怎么跟我这个朋友留言呢？
So then I talk to someone that knows them and I say, would you give my friend a message for me?
我就只好叫人传个口信，托人给个口信。
And then ask him to call me, please.
然后叫他让那个朋友再打电话给我。
Do you have any friends that won't call you back?
你有没有从来没有跟你回过电话的朋友？
God has friends like this.
但是神却有这样很多这样的朋友。
He wrote us a letter.
神写了这封信。
But we won't read the letter.
我们从来却不读。
God wants us to talk to him in prayer.
神希望我们在这个祷告里跟他说话。
He calls us to pray, but we won't answer.
他要我们去，他跟我们说话，我们却从来不跟他回话。
God is trying to warn you, don't sin, it's dangerous, it'll hurt your life.
神想提醒你，警告你，不要犯罪，这是对你的生命不好的。
But we're not listening.
我们却不听。
So in order for God to show me the way to escape temptation, I have to read my Bible and pray.
所以如果你要胜过试探，你必须读经祷告。
I need to listen to sermons and sing Christian songs and ask God to speak to me.
我必须听到唱圣诗，求神能够听见我的祷告。
Some of us, when we realize that we are trapped by one of our habits, we ask other people to help us, maybe a psychologist.
有时候呢，当我们陷入一个诱惑不能自拔时，我们会找一些人来帮助，比如说一个心理学家。
That may help, and it may not help at all.
但是心理学家可能根本就不管用。
In Mark chapter 5, there was a woman who came to Jesus for help.
在马太福音第五章，有一个妇女她生了病，她想找耶稣求救。
The Bible says she suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors, had spent all the money she had, and yet instead of getting better, she grew worse.
但圣经说，这个妇女在好些医生里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她一切所有的，可一点都不见好，病势反倒更重了。
So if you have a habit in your life that is like a trap, and you don't know how to escape.
如果你的生命里有一个陷阱一样的诱惑，你不知道该如何去脱离这个诱惑。
I'm going to make three quick suggestions today, and then I have more suggestions next Sunday.
那么今天呢，我给大家可以提三个建议，下周呢，我会给你更多的建议。
My first suggestion is that you request help from God before you're tempted.
第一个就是说，在试探来临以前，你就向神求救。
When the disciples asked Jesus, please teach us how to pray.
当门徒请耶稣教他们祷告的时候。
Jesus taught us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
耶稣说，你们要这样祷告，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
So when you pray, ask God to help you recognize temptation before you're really tempted.
所以我们应该向神祷告，求神教我们在试探发生之前，让我们能够敏锐地察觉试探的来临。
Read the story of Jesus' temptation in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
让我们一起来读一读这个在路加福音第四章耶稣受试探的时候这些经文。
Every time Satan tempted Jesus, Jesus won the victory by quoting the Bible, the truth of God.
每次魔鬼试探耶稣的时候，试探耶稣都能够战胜这个试探，因为耶稣引用了神的话。
Psalm 119 verse 11 says, I have hidden God's word in my heart that I might not sin against God.
是诗篇119篇说，我把你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Begin to memorize some passages from the Bible that are encouraging and helpful and the truth that you need to remember.
所以你们可以事先的读一些甚至背诵一些经文，把这个神的话语装在你的心里。
For example, when I'm tempted to, the sun is going down and the day is ending, and I'm angry about something.
比如说，在这个一天快要结束的时候，你突然发怒。
The Bible says, "Don't let the sun go down on your anger."
但圣经说，不要含怒到日落。
I need to forgive whatever made me angry or deal with my problem before the day ends, before I go to sleep.
所以我就知道在太阳落山之前我必须饶恕宽恕那些得罪我的人，我必须把他们把这些事情全部放下。
If I hadn't memorized that scripture, I would allow anger to build up and build up in my life, and it might become something that controlled my whole life.
但是如果不知道这个经文的话，那我可能真的就会这个怒气啊，就会日积月累，越来越多，最后把我的生命都搞垮。
My third suggestion is that you spend a lot of time being prayerful and asking God, the Holy Spirit, to help you recognize temptation when it appears in your life.
所以第三个建议就是说，请大家祷告，让圣灵帮助我们识别试探是什么。
Jesus said to his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
在马太福音26:41，耶稣对他的门徒说：“你们总要警醒祷告，以免落入试探。”因为你们的心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Let me see if I can do a quick summary of what we just said.
接下来我做一个总结。
You should not feel badly if you're tempted, because being tempted is something that happens to everyone.
所以当你受到诱惑或试探的时候，你不要感觉特别糟糕，因为诱惑试探是可能发生在每一个人身上的。
Just being tempted to do something wrong is not a sin.
当你受到诱惑本身，你受到诱惑本身这个事情并不是罪。
Second, you should be hopeful because God will never let you be tempted more than you can bear.
第二个就是说你要有盼望，因为神不会把你这个你不能受的试探加给你。
Even if some habit has taken control of your life, you can be encouraged. God has made a way to escape.
即使你生命中有一些坏的习惯，你也可以。确信神已经给你开了一条出路。
God's going to actually show you how to escape from the thing that has you trapped.
神会亲自的指引你该如何找到这条出路。
And so we return to the story about my squirrel.
所以我们现在回到刚才那个开始那个抓松鼠的故事。
I opened the trap and he ate the rest of the peanut butter inside.
所以我把这个笼子打开以后呢，这个松鼠就把里面的花生酱全部吃完了。
And he looked out the open door and he saw that there's life and freedom and other good things squirrels like, not inside the trap though.
那么这个时候他往笼子外面看，发现了外面有青草啊，有生命啊，生机勃勃啊，那些美好的东西都是笼子里没有的。
Living a life of freedom in Jesus Christ is better than being trapped by my sins.
所以在基督里过一个自由的生命要远远胜过在诱惑里。
All the good things like fellowship with God and joy and freedom are waiting if I'll just walk free out of the trap.
所以只要我们能够走出这个诱惑的这个陷阱，我们就能够享受来自于神的自由和喜乐。
If you are trapped in your life today, let Jesus set you free.
如果今天你正陷入这样一个陷阱，让耶稣来释放你，来解救你。
Now for the rest of the winter, when you come to church, I want you to watch out here for my squirrel.
所以下次在冬天的时候，接下来冬天，如果你们下次来教会，我希望你们能够留意一下外面有没有松鼠。
If you see a squirrel, you say to yourself, "I want to be free like he is."
你可以对自己说，如果你看见一个松鼠，你说，我想像松鼠一样自由。
I want to climb trees and see the sun and have a good life.
我想爬树，我想享受阳光，我想用一个美好的生活。
Thank Jesus that we can be free.
感谢主，因为我们可以得自由。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you that those who are free in Jesus are free indeed.
感谢主，所有在基督里得自由的人是真有自由。
I thank you that you have made a way, no matter how trapped we are, for us to escape.
感谢你，不论这个诱惑看的是多么的大，你总是给我们开了一条出路。
Thank you that rather than condemning us, you long to forgive our sins and give us a new life.
感谢你，你不仅不定我们的罪，你反而给了我们一个更好的生命。
thank you for the promise. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and you will forgive our sins and cleanse us from our unrighteousness.
感谢你，你说我们只要承认我们的罪，你就会洗净我们，让我们得那来自你的义。
Lord, let us live free lives in Christ, we pray.
主啊，我们求你给我们在主里的一个自由的生活。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Chuck. 一如既往的精彩的传道。那么下面是回应诗歌的时间，如果各位的身体允许的话，我想请大家站起来，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。